Wednesday, March 27th. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. Nicodemus comes to the light. 2. His crisis. Nicodemus, a Pharisee, a leader and teacher of Israel, had come to the Lord Jesus by night. He believed that the signs connected with the rabbi from Nazareth indicated that God was with him. Chapter 3, verse 2. Perhaps he was a prophet. Nicodemus was curious. He needed to know more. He would not lightly dismiss him or condemn him, as many of his Pharisee colleagues had done. Did not Moses say that a prophet with signs must be tested, and you must hear what he has to say before condemning such a one? Deuteronomy 18:17-22, 13:1-3. The topic of their conversation started with the necessity for new birth, something Nicodemus, as the teacher of Israel, should have known. Chapter 3:2-13. He could not deny its truth. This must have put Nicodemus in a crisis of mind. If the Nazarene prophet was correct, it would have huge ramifications for his own life and his position among men and his peers. Chapter 9:22. Next, the Lord Jesus told Nicodemus about the serpent in the wilderness, which had been lifted up by Moses. Chapter 3:14-15. Nicodemus would have known this story by heart, but now it was more than just a story or historical account of his people. The snake-bitten Israelite needed only to look at it to live. Numbers 21:8. The Lord applied this to himself as the Son of Man, telling Nicodemus, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." It is amazing that this well-known and well-loved gospel verse, so often quoted by us, was first told to a Pharisee. Wonderful grace of the Lord Jesus. Nicodemus, devout, sincere, and earnest, was now in a crisis of conscience. It had been his first step toward the light. Brian Reynolds.